Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Hump day, final hour. Brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. About 15 minutes away from Mark Schlereth stopping by, our Odyssey NFL insider. We'll talk all things NFL with him. A lot of really interesting stories this week. Philip Rivers and all kinds of good stuff. Quentin Jammer talking about playing games drunk. Like, what in the world? So we'll get there with Schlereth, and then we'll get to an AMA at 140 as well.
This hurt my heart, man.
What?
The jam thing.
Yeah, what is that about?
Because, you know, obviously I was on that team.
Right.
And, you know, there's no excuse for that. But I do remember, because I've read the whole thing, and he was going through something real serious.
Sure.
You know, and it wasn't ideal, obviously, you know, and for him to say that, I was kind of like, damn.
Why would you? He tweeted it, right? Yeah. Like he, so I don't know. You don't really know what the tone of it is.
You don't know what the tone of it is or anything like that.
Because it kind of seems like he's like making light of it.
Yeah.
Like,
well, it's not funny. It's not funny. But like I said, I remember that time for Jam and his situation in his personal life, what he was going through. But like, I mean, somebody asked me this. They were like, well, what's the difference between, you know, obviously when I played, which wasn't long ago, to now? And I would say this. That I feel like players that they're too friendly and too chatty. Mm. Well, he's my era,
right?
And he's being chatty.
Being chatty,
you know.
That's a chat.
You know
that's a chat influence, man. Yeah. Everybody's chatty these days.
Yeah, man. So yeah, I was like, you know, I called some of the boys, and everybody was like, yeah, well, you know, yeah, we knew, but it was one of those things where, you know,
you didn't know it was like that.
Ain't probably. It was like that though. Right.
Right. That's crazy. So, yeah, I just can't imagine how you could even be successful at that.
Like, I've practiced hungover or practiced still feeling like get in at 4 o'clock and go straight to practice. I've done that.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's different.
That's
though.
Different.
That's different than packing 2 bottles of tequila to the stadium, as he said he did, and drinking it on game day.
Yeah.
And again, like, pretty good player, man.
He's a good player.
That's a good player.
Yeah, he's a good player, man.
He's just out there, all right. Yeah. I don't know.
But,
the same thing with, I remember the Josh Gordon story years ago when he led the NFL in receiving that year in 14 games. He talked about being drunk and high every game, too.
Yeah, man.
Like, damn, imagine what you could have accomplished if you weren't.
Yeah, that's, but I was my only thing. I just, you know, and it, you know, just worry about Jam sometimes.
Sure.
And it's been years, but I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. But it is what it is. He's a grown-ass man. But, it's kind of it pisses you off.
Sure.
Especially because of that year.
Especially being on the team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you were on that team. That's crazy. All right. So we'll get Mark Schlereth in here in about 15 minutes. We'll talk all kinds of different NFL storylines with him. The AMA at 140, like always, phone lines are open 404-726-0929. Let's kick things off here with the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think Vita Vea continues to be a really stout football player in the middle. He's as good as advertised. And then, continue to be impressed with Levante David's career and how he just continues to play at a really high level. And you kind of notice him and feel his presence all game long. And I think there are some other really good football players there in the front, in the defense that you just have to be aware of throughout the game.
As Abe just told us, because I know we had this tally last week, is like players who play the Falcons are some kind of NFC player of the week week after they play them.
Mm-hmm.
And who was it? Who was the special teams player of the week?
Rashid Shaheed.
Okay.
Kickoff return.
Yeah.
We're only one team. We have to make up like 18% of player of the week awards.
Well, I don't know. Sure.
Easily.
Right, because there's an offensive, defensive, and special teams every single week.
Easily.
But like, just think of the percentage of weeks that the Falcons have had someone do that to them. Yeah. It's got to be 50%.
Yeah, at least, man. Whatever, man. Baseball news.
Where are they bad?
Pete Alonso, their Mets are losing everybody. They lost Pete Alonso. They lost Edwin Diaz. Now, Pete Alonso, who we all can say that we would kick him in his nose.
Yeah, I would have taken him here.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. Now that he's not coming here.
Now he's not coming, we can talk trash. 5 years, $155 million to the Orioles.
Yep.
Good for the Orioles.
Good for them.
Making moves.
Opening
up
the
wallet. You know why I say good for them? Because they're opening their wallet. You know why they're opening their wallet? Because they underachieved as a team that people thought had talent to go to the World
Series. That's right.
What about it? There's another squad that
I can't think
had
of
all those expectations, a lot of young studs that underachieved and went and got – who the hell is that guy we got, Bo?
Mauricio Dubon?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
The shortstop?
Two-time Gold Glove shortstop?
What year?
Recently.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty recently. Yeah, he just can't hit. Like, they wasn't really an upgraded.
Oh, okay.
Seven home runs last year. I can't, you know.
Yeah. That's more than – more than the Braves shortstop.
I don't know if I'm talking about the Falcons.
Combined.
And then obviously we talked, we never mentioned the Hall of Fame. Jeff Kent, right?
Right.
Yeah. Jeff Kent gets in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which.
He's a good player.
Should get in.
I won't say anything. Yeah.
Jeff Kent should get in.
Yeah. Not taking anything from him.
But
there's other guys.
Well, yeah.
That was on his team.
Specifically the guy that he batted behind.
Yeah.
Batted
on his
behind
team.
And benefited from batting behind for eight seasons.
Yeah.
Some of the best seasons that he ever had were when pitchers were willing to pitch to him.
Yeah.
Because they weren't willing to pitch to the guy in front of him.
Yeah.
And also, there were runners on base when he came up.
Because
of the fact that the guy that batted in front of him was on base over half the time.
Yeah.
But that guy's not in the Hall.
Yeah. Oh. All right. And then, obviously, they don't like Dale Murphy, man, which is crazy.
Well, I don't think it's that they don't like
him.
I just don't think they think he's a Hall of Famer.
I guess.
Six votes is crazy.
I agree.
Yeah.
But everybody likes Dale Murphy.
How can you not?
Right? He's like the nicest guy in the world. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Was it too long ago?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. Like all these guys, this wasn't the voters. This was like a committee of veteran committee or something like that. Like, does he get to go up on that ballot again, or was that a one?
Yeah, but
done?
I think it's not for like 5 or 6 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That sucks.
You know what's – nothing makes me – and certain things make me more mad, so I'm not going to – I don't want to be like hyperbole, but like I think it's really stupid when Hall of Fames wait for people to die and then they put them in. Is that why I do that?
I don't know. Well, we
don't let him die.
You know why they did it with Pete Rose.
And I know he's not. I'm not
they,
like. I'm
they
not,
didn't want he, Pete Rose to go on stage.
I understand that. Yeah. But like Ron Santo didn't get let into the Baseball Hall of Fame until after he died. Buck O'Neill, who did more for baseball than almost anybody in the history of it.
Yes.
They didn't put him in the Hall of Fame until after he died. Like, I don't understand why leagues do that. If he's good enough, put him in.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
I understand exactly.
Because he doesn't actually get to celebrate it. Maybe he's looking down, whatever. But it's not the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
Put him in while he's still alive. And also, like, Dale Murphy's not, I'm not like, he's not that old. I'm not saying he's about to die next week or something like that. But, like, honor the man. Honor, like,
yeah, man.
I don't know.
I tell you what, I watched it. I watched it, what, a couple episodes. They got Alex versus A-Rod. It's on HBO Max. It's a weird cat, man. Yeah, I like A-Rod more than most people.
I don't know him.
Yeah, but yeah, that was Alex versus
2028. Okay, so 3 years.
3 years. Okay, that's not that long.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
Let's get a friendly committee and get Dale Murphy in the deal.
Yeah, man. Let them all in. Because y'all benefited from it.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, the game benefited from.
Yeah. And people are in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
That benefited
they
from
love
it
Big Poppy, don't they? Well. They love Big Poppy, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he was listed on some of those things.
Damn sure was, Andy.
And again, I don't understand what who gets to. It's okay with some people and it's not okay with others. I guess Big Poppy's really friendly and everybody likes him.
Yeah, likes him.
Barry Bonds is a little bit abrasive, but I don't know. So what? Get over it.
Yeah.
He was mean to you?
Yeah. Oh, my God. He hurt my feelings.
Hit 700 home runs.
He wouldn't answer my questions.
Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, dog, whatever. That Tui.
Yeah.
All right, we can go back to that Tui. Speaking of that Tui, yeah, the Falcons got a short week. Yeah. Have to get ready to go down to Tampa. Yes, Vita Vea is a hell of a player. Well, we've been doing this show for as long as Vita Vea has been a Buccaneer, and we've been saying it every time they play. They got to block Vita Vea. We understand that. That is number one thing for a team that likes to run the football. You got to get moving on the big dude. We understand that. And it's harder. It's easier said than done to get that done. So there you go. Offensively.
We're doing keys?
No. I'm just saying. Offensively, Mike Evans is supposed to be back.
Oh, right.
They're coming off of a horrible loss to the New Orleans Saints. Mm-hmm. And if they lost to the Falcons, it would be a horrible loss because that's where the Falcons are at the Peckham.
Well, that was like our main thing on Friday. Yeah. It was like, even good teams are due for bad losses.
Yes.
That was like the best we could muster for the Falcons versus the Seahawks.
Yes.
And they got beat by 30.
Yeah.
Try to not let anybody on the Bucs be blankety blank player of the week.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That would help.
Don't let Baker Mayfield be NFC offensive player of the week.
Throwing four damn touchdowns.
Or Rashad White or whoever it's going to be from their offense. Don't let Vita Vea or whatever, Levante David or whatever player on their defense be defensive player of the week. And just kick it out of the back of the end zone.
But I think that's going to be my key to
chalk it
tomorrow.
Up.
Don't
just chalk it up.
Don't kick it to the returner, no matter who he is. If Baker Mayfield's back there, don't kick it to him. All right?
Like he asked Arch, was it? He asked him all the different things. Was it this? Was it that? This? He's like, yeah, all of it.
It's all.
I don't know. Like, Arch has been through it, obviously.
Yes.
He's been covering this team for a long time. But, like, for them to have gotten him to where he's at this year, stuff's got to be bad.
Yeah, man. It's got to be too
bad. And we know it's bad. It's obviously very, very bad.
It is a bad situation.
And you had an
man.
Interesting thought earlier in the show about, hey, if it goes like it did last week and it's gone a couple times this year tomorrow night, maybe this is when they pull the plug. You got a little mini buy so you could get new people in place and all that.
I think so. If it's as bad as it's been, and I'm talking about just special teams returns, and they just get throttled by Tampa Bay.
Is that for the fan base?
Yes.
To throw them a bone and be like, hey, we know, we get it.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
I think you have to. And you know me, I'm not calling for anybody's job now.
No, you're just saying it might happen.
I just think that might happen.
Yeah, you're not advocating for it. You're just talking sense.
Hey, Seems reasonable. Speaking of the Falcons game, tomorrow we're getting you set with a live broadcast of Dukes and Bell from Gustone's in Ackworth, brought to you by Miller Lite, along with all the pregame discussion and analysis. They will have specials on Miller Lite. That's all at Gustone's in Ackworth. There's Dukes and Bell tomorrow, 2-4 on Sports Radio 99 The Game, because Andy's doing a double tomorrow, baby.
Nice little 2-hour shift from the bar.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, then we got Wade. Are you doing it, Abe? Nice.
Oh.
Well,
we know Abe's not drinking.
I know. That's a little disappointing. Like the one person who definitely won't take advantage of doing a 2-hour show from the bar. All right. Well, anyway, you guys will still have fun listening to him. And you can go to Gastone's and have some drinks yourself. Mark Schlereth is going to join us next. He's our Odyssey NFL Insider. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to.
don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Minutes away from the AMA. Wrap things up with the Ask Me Anything segment, as we do every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Offers you the opportunity, the beloved listener, to call in 404-726-0929 and ask us anything that you want. We'll get there in 20 minutes. Great calls so far this week, too, by the way, including on Monday, even when we were still kind of talking about the Falcons a little bit.
Yeah.
People mixed it up with some fun ones. We had some good ones yesterday. Always good, like, people have holiday questions and stuff like that. It's always a fun time. So, anyway, we'll get there in about 20 minutes. Sounds like Mark Schlereth is just tired of talking about the Falcons.
He could be.
So he's not picking up our phone calls anymore.
He could be.
Remember last week, I was like, are we the only ones that ask you about the Falcons when you do these national ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll catch up with him next week probably. Or maybe he'll answer in 5 minutes. We'll catch up with him then. Either way, it's fine. We appreciate his time and his effort throughout the season.
I was listening to a little bit of Philip Rivers' press conference. He was talking about family, what they thought about and everything. And the babies, the six, you know, they never saw him play.
Right.
So they're psyched.
Can
they're,
you imagine they're psyched how excited right now. They must
and
be?
And then the older kids are like, really? And then the middle of the boys are like, you sure?
Right.
And everything like that. So,
because he's got kids that are like.
He has a married daughter.
Okay, right, right. Yeah. So, and he's a grandfather.
Yes.
But he's got sons that are like high school football
players. Yeah. It's Gunner. I think it's his name. He's one of them dudes. And then I think they have a.
So Gunner thinks he's better than his dad right now.
I think they got like a 6-year old. I think they got like a 6-year old or something like that too.
Man, but, he just didn't quit, did he?
No, man. He loved it.
He didn't need any blue.
They've been together since, say, middle school?
How many children does he have?
11.
That's incredible.
10 or 11. 10 or 11.
I do think that, yeah, I don't know. I thought that would be good.
There was some.
I liked that idea of just a whole, like a throng of children.
Yeah.
And then I had a couple and I was like, all right, two's good.
And they're such good kids, man. They were such well-mannered kids when they would come to practice and everything. Just really, really good, well-mannered kids. But yeah, I mean,
if I had $300 million, it would be a little easier.
But I do, honestly, when you first had Lily, I do remember when you had Lily.
Yeah.
I thought y'all would have four right now.
I did too.
Yeah, I did. I thought you and Ash would have at least four kids right now.
I did too. I was gung ho, man.
I did.
Ready to rock.
I did think, I was like.
And I was like, ooh, this is, ooh, man, people weren't kidding. This is hard. She's really going to be up in the middle of the night every night and have to change all these diapers? Good Lord. Wait, that costs how much? Yeah, that was a part. part of it. And then also, I think part of it too is, you know, if we were 31 right now, maybe, or even a little younger than that.
Right.
I'm 41 years old, man. These knees can't be giving out too many more like horsey rides on the living room floor. You know what I mean? We're ready to start aging up a little bit doing stand up stuff.
I ain't mad at you, dude.
Yeah. But I don't know. Two's good.
Okay.
Two's good.
All right.
I think had we started a little earlier, maybe three, but yeah, two, I think we're good.
You good.
Tap out at two.
Boy and girl.
And yeah. That's a part of it too. Like right. If maybe we had two girls, you'd shoot for another one and try to have a boy. Or if we had two boys,
right.
Maybe she'd want a girl, something like that. But nah, we lucked out. Two healthy kids.
Yes.
Good looking. Smart so far. We'll see. We get the first, what do you get? The first semester progress report coming up in a couple weeks, or report card in a couple weeks. So we'll see.
What's going to be on there? It's kindergarten. We don't have S's.
Yeah, she's finger painting bad.
Yeah, I mean, all that whole thing just had S's on it.
Nah, she's doing great.
Yeah, man.
She's doing great. She's very smart. Just having some fun.
Yeah, that was some fun, man. But I tell you, the damn, because when they were in Colorado, they had, because you know, we have Bernie. And Nico.
My brother-in-law has one, too.
Yeah.
I'll circle back to that.
Yeah, and so they had, and I was sitting there. It's been a damn SEC championship game. I'm watching the game, and she FaceTimes me. And she's like, baby, guess what? And she gets so excited. Baby, guess what? I'm like, I'm watching the game. And she's like, they're having a Burmese Mountain Dog parade down the streets in Breckenridge. And she was so excited. I mean, she's still so excited. So she found one. They have one here in Dahlonega.
Oh, I bet they do.
This weekend.
In the mountains. Makes sense. Mountain dogs.
Yes.
You going?
I thought I wasn't going because it's on Saturday, but I said, well, we have Andy's Christmas party on Saturday.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
Christmas party's Friday.
Yeah. And so I was like, hold on.
You could come help me do something on Saturday.
I don't want it now. Oh, yeah, but she was so excited. I was like, I think that's we have it's Andy's thing. But no, yours is Friday.
Friday night.
So yeah.
I don't know how we picked Friday night, because normally we do parties on Saturdays. I don't know. And you didn't find out our party was Friday until literally 15 minutes.
Yeah, because Abe came in and said, "What are you doing Friday?"
I am glad we did that clarification.
I know, because I would have showed up in there Saturday,
which would have been fine. But I would have been bummed out on Friday.
Yeah.
Like 9 o'clock rolls around. It's like, I know Randy normally shows up late. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
I damn sure been there on Friday. on Saturday afternoon. So yeah. So
I probably would have texted you like 8:30, been like, "Everything all right? You okay?"
Man.
Like, yeah, sure. We're just chilling.
Yeah.
You coming? Tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. But yeah, so she's so excited. Got Bernie. I was like, oh. Because he's like, dude got out yesterday. And there's this, like, whenever they come blow the lawn, it's like you know, that gate. Sometimes they don't close that gate all the way. And his little ass got out. So I'm going out to let him in. I was like, Nico! And I'm looking at all the gates. So I was like, how the hell is this? He kind of got out through the thing. And he done went in the back. And then our neighbors in the back, they're really nice people. And she calls Donna. And she's like, Nico got out. He's at Marley's house. I'm like, okay, go down there and go get him. And they got a doggy door. He don't want the people doggy door just walking in the damn house.
Just looking for
Nico
snacks.
Just walked in it. Nico don't walk in these people's house.
How big is he now? Because is he a year?
Yes, he's a little bit over a year.
A little over a year. How big is he now?
He's about 110 pounds.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Goodness
and
gracious.
And I promise you now.
And he's still growing.
Yes. He's a good boy. And I love him. He's such a good boy. He's on Planet Smith yesterday. So all morning this morning, I had to look at that sad face all morning. Please, Daddy, I'm sorry. I vacuum every single day, Andy.
You have to.
Every single day.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to talk
every
about.
Every single
so
day.
We were at my brother-in-law's house for my nephew's birthday party on Saturday, and they have a German Shepherd who's a huge German Shepherd, like 130 pounds. Like, it looks like a wolf.
Yes.
And then I guess they wanted to get him a companion, so they got a Burmese Mountain Dog also.
Yeah.
So German Shepherds shed like crazy.
Yes.
They have to vacuum every day anyway.
Yes.
They have that vacuum that's in the middle of the house. And just has like hoses that attach to the wall. It's like a central vacuum. It's incredible.
Send me that. Find out what it is.
Okay. So, okay. And they also have one of those little robot vacuums
that
rolls around.
We have that.
But yeah, the Burmese Mountain Dog is young. He's only like 15 weeks old. So he's losing that first coat of fluff or whatever it is. Adorable dog. But he's 15 weeks old and he's like 35, 40 pounds already.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
Yes.
And obviously it's going to get huge. But nice dog.
Really nice little dog.
Barley, they're calling.
Yeah, Nico, he's a sweet boy, but he's just big as hell and sheds.
I had to take Boone to the vet this morning, too. I'll get back to that in the AMA. No, it's fine. It's just his annual physical. But are dog vaccinations more expensive than they used to be?
Yes.
Because, wow, I was not expecting that bill.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway. All right. Mark Schlereth is with us now. He's our Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, how are you? Terrible. Think he hung up. All right. Well,
hello. Oh, there he is.
I think maybe we're having some reception problems. It's okay. We'll just catch up with Mark next week. Oh, is he
there? Oh, yeah.
No, we got him now. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I am good. How are you guys? Like, I'm in high demand, man. Everybody needs to talk to me right now. My daughter started texting me. I mean, it's just is unbelievable. Unbelievable. How are you guys? I apologize for missing my time.
No problem. We got to tell stories about our dogs for 10 minutes. What do you what do you think of Philip Rivers making a return to the NFL at 44?
I love it. I mean, I love it. Obviously, it points to kind of the state of quarterbacking in the National Football League. Like, never before has there been a time in the history of this league where there is more arm talent and less actual quarterbacks.
True.
Like, that's what we're developing with all the 7-on-7 stuff and the way college football functions. You're telling me there is not one dude on somebody's practice squad throughout the 32 teams in the NFL that gives you a chance to win, so you've got to go out and get a guy who's been retired since 2020. Like, it's amazing to me what you're saying about this league. Now, do I think Philip Rivers can stand on the pocket and deliver the football? Absolutely. Do I think his head might fall off if he gets hit? Maybe. maybe that'll happen. So, like, it's all fun and games.
Until you get your ass hit.
You know, when you play, you develop a certain callus. Mm. And when you retire and you walk away, that callus goes quickly. Like I say to people all the time, they don't pay me to be tough anymore. That time was long. That was a long time ago. So it'll be interesting to watch.
Hey, Steve, we were talking earlier about the Eagles, and Nick Sirianni having to answer the question about bitching Jalen Hurts. And to me, I was like, okay, he just won a Super Bowl for them less than a year ago. Like, I mean, that game, he was awful on Monday night, but it wasn't just all on him.
No, it hasn't been. But I think part of the issue, one of the things you have to do as a player is you got to know what your strengths are, but more importantly, probably got to know what your weaknesses are.
Right.
And I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on in Philly. But we used to say it all the time last year. We've had this conversation before. When you look at them last year, they were player for player. They were the best roster in football. And where their roster really excelled was they dominated both lines of scrimmage. Well, you lose a couple of people in free agency. Sweat leaves. Milton Williams leaves. And you have some injuries on your offensive line. And all of a sudden you ask players to do things that they're not necessarily comfortable doing. And sometimes as a quarterback, there's this kind of negative connotation with, hey, man, the guy's a game manager or the guy's a great running quarterback. And everybody gets their feelings hurt, right? Oh, don't call me a running quarterback. I'm going to prove to you that I'm a dropback. Well, like I always thought to myself as a player, where can I not get beat? What are my issues on this play? I know I'm really good at X, Y, and Z, but I really suck at A, B, and C. So let me live in X, Y, and Z as much as I possibly can. And for Jalen Hurts, like a new offense, new coordinator, new whatever, like my personal feeling is get back to what you guys do well. Understand what your identity is and just live there. And that's plenty good to win games, but too often, I think we try to be kind of a jack of all and master of none. And I would just rather be a master in the four or five things that I do.
You think Mike Tomlin is the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers next year?
I think if he wants to be, he is. If he's tired and wants to move on or just says, screw it. I think that if Mike Tomlin decides to coach and he says it's going to be in Pittsburgh, then I mean, he's the only, the third coach in the history of the franchise?
Yep.
I mean, I don't think Pittsburgh is one of those teams that as the wind blows, so does their decisions.
Right.
I just don't think that's how they operate as a franchise.
Agreed. We appreciate the time, as always. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Stink.
All right, guys. Be well.
Mark Schlitt there, Odyssey NFL Insider. Calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide's on your side. Also, the host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
Ray Ray has our agent sent us this something about, you know,
it's cryptic.
It's cryptic by Ray Ray McCloud.
Okay.
It's lengthy.
It's lengthy. A lot of God references. Okay. With, like, these brothers like do God only knows and everything like that.
Good.
Ending it with, it was never performance based.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Ray Ray.
We'll take the break here and really digest
it. Yeah. Never performance based. But God knows his children and God.
That's true.
Who was? Nathan, when you find damn Jesus, boy.
All right. AMA is next. Phone lines are open. 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Daisy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Gimme.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org.
It's amazing how I can detect that.
Nah, the radar is strong.
Oh, yeah.
The radar is strong. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at reliableair.com. Phone lines are full. We appreciate that, as always. I was just going to mention again, if you're taking your dog in for his or her annual physical this month, add that to the holiday budget.
Yeah.
Because it's going to take a chunk out of it.
Yeah, man.
Four vaccinations, and he had had to get one other thing. Damn.
Yeah, man.
It's quite a few dollars.
Yeah, man.
And he hated every second of it.
Of course he did.
Boy, does that guy hate going to the vet.
He hates.
His new thing was hiding. I've never seen him do this before. He was hiding under the chair.
Uh-huh.
Pretty creative. but he exposed his backside. They just put shots right in there. It was a good idea, but it didn't work out for you. All right, Tinkers in Kennesaw. We'll lead off with Tinker. What's up, Tink?
What's up, fellas?
How are you?
I just got a little question because I done it this morning. When you open something new, especially if it's a liquid, and it's got the little seal tab.
Yeah.
When you pull that seal tab off, do you lick the back of it? Because I did this morning with a coffee creamer, and I do that with the ketchup.
I do it with ketchup.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, man. Appreciate it, Tink. Dude, I'm... No.
Or barbecue sauce.
No. It's cleaner that way when you throw it in the trash.
I don't know. I don't do it. I don't.
I definitely do.
I don't, but I mean, I don't know why I don't do it.
I don't either.
Oh, man.
Tax brackets. We got to get every last drop.
Yeah.
I definitely do that. Now, if you open it and it comes off without you having to off yourself,
right?
Are you still going to use that product? If the little seal tab on top of it is compromised.
Uh-huh. Am I still going to use it?
You're still going to use...
Probably.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm not. Probably.
You give it the sniff test, which essentially proves nothing to you because you don't know what good or bad
like
barbecue sauce would be in
there. Like ketchup.
Probably.
We went to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits minor league hockey game on Friday night.
Sounds so
My
awesome.
Buddy's the PA down there.
He does a good job.
Yeah.
He does a really good job. Super fun, by the way. Like, if you're looking for a nice... little couple-hour getaway, Greenville, great arena, Swamp Rabbits, first-class operation going over there. But I bought Jack a box of little Sour Patch Kids, and the box was closed, but inside the plastic thing was open.
Yeah.
And so Ashley took it back, and no questions asked, whatever. They gave it to her. But I wouldn't have even thought about that.
I would have definitely took that back.
Yeah, I probably got to be more vigilant.
Yeah, I would have took that one back.
But how was the box sealed, but the plastic inside the box wasn't?
Somebody could have put some glue on it.
They might have, yeah.
Yeah.
And they're trying to poison,
don't trust nobody.
Trying to poison my kid.
Don't trust nobody.
The only criticism, and this is across the board, it's not the Swamp Rabbits specifically, $16 for a big beer is a lot of money.
Hell yeah, it is.
But... you got to have one.
Yes.
Or a couple.
You'll bite the bullet for that one.
I didn't know Abe's guy was the PA. Ask for the hookup next time, maybe.
Because y'all are going again.
Oh, we're going again.
Yeah.
We had too much fun to not go again. Jack loves hockey, which is pretty fun.
He's built like a hockey player. Yeah.
And he's got of Lundstrom descent, which sounds like a hockey name to me. All right. Keaton is in Powder Springs.
There you go.
Yo.
Hi, Keaton.
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
You gotta get pet insurance, dude. You gotta get pet insurance.
I have it.
$10 to $50 a month. Really?
I have pet insurance.
It was still crazy, man. Pet insurance saved me like, I turned a $2,500 vet ER bill into like a $250
Yeah, but it wasn't an ER. It was just vaccinations that you have to pay for.
Like send that bill over to the insurance, man. They should give you some money back. Anyways.
I agree.
I don't know what y'all know about the white elephant or the secret Santa Christmas. I do it. My family does it every year, and I try and be funny with it, no matter what the circumstance is. So I've done like the Master Crapper set, where you know, air freshener, novelty toilet paper, stuff like that, and then a few other little knickknacks. What's the funniest gift you've ever seen, whether it be white elephant or just a regular Christmas gift? Period. I'll hang up and listen.
All right, Keaton. Thank you. I don't know that I've ever been a part of a white elephant.
What the hell is that?
It's like a gag gift, kind
of. Oh, no, but like I see them on the little reels thing. The one I saw a couple days ago was the funniest thing ever. When they got Grandma a thong from Granddad, the funniest thing ever. But her reaction and his reaction, because Grandpa was like, hell yeah.
But he didn't actually do it. Yeah.
But Nana, she was so embarrassed, but it was just so damn funny.
Can I reveal something?
Let me talk. Go, let me hear you.
I did that to my mom when I was in high school.
That's not... Hold on. Ew.
I know. In hindsight, odd. But I just wanted to see her reaction when she opened it in front of our whole family. It was worth it. It was pretty funny.
Mm.
I know. I was a different person back then.
Mm.
Yeah.
Learn something new. Like that.
And then she got me one the next year. And it was much funnier.
She got you a phone?
Uh-huh. A sparkly pink one.
You wear it?
Never put it on. No, never wore it.
Okay, then we cool.
Never put it on.
Then we cool.
No, never wore it.
All right, then we we back cool.
I think it probably got thrown out that day, but it was a good response, though.
Right.
Like, pretty good. She was. That's the thing about my mom is, like, we always try to, like, like make her uncomfortable with a joke or something like that. She's got three boys. We're gross.
Yes, y'all are.
But she just, whenever she says anything that's remotely gross, it's 10 times grosser because she's mom.
Right.
So we try to like gross her out, and then she'll say something about, you know, an experience that she's had.
Right.
And then it's like, oh, God,
nobody wants
mom.
To hear, nobody wants to
nobody
hear that.
Nobody wants to hear
nobody
that.
Wants to
she's
hear
like,
that.
Yeah, well, you think I want to hear you guys?
Right.
Great point. All right. Megan is in Cleveland, Georgia. Hey, Megan.
Hey. So I love a good dog name story. I found my dog in the woods with an Ultra bottle in her mouth, so I named her Michelob. I was curious how y'all got your dog's names. And talking about vet bills, that girl had heartworms made.
Ooh,
the most expensive free dog I have ever found. But worth every
penny, so. Thank you, Megan. Great question.
Because this is the thing. I didn't want the dog, but I knew they were going to eventually get the dog.
Right.
So
I remember the process.
You remember the process of getting the dog. But my reward was I got to name him. And so I couldn't think of nothing. And then Nico just popped in my damn head.
Oh, really?
That was
it wasn't in relation to
nope.
anything? Because you guys had Delilah.
Yeah, Delilah.
And obviously that's, you know.
Yes, because we have son Samson and Delilah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's how that got.
Okay.
But yeah. Nico just came.
Just came to you.
Just came to me.
It's a great name.
Yeah, I love it.
Great name for a dog. My dog's name is Boone because my wife went to Appalachian State University, which is in Boone,
right.
North Carolina.
Right. When was that decided?
I think even before we got him.
Oh, okay.
I think it's just a good dog name.
I like
anyway.
It. Yeah.
I think there was a time. I don't know if we didn't have a dog, Boone might have been on the table for Jack.
Like you were gonna name your son?
We never got there.
Boone Bunker?
Boone Bunker would be a pretty strong name though.
Well, he better have
But you can't do it now because you have a dog.
He
name
better out. Be able to shoot and hunt. Boone Bunker?
Yeah, Boone Bunker. Doesn't he sound like, like a mountain man?
Yes, he does.
Well, but, I mean, my son is half hillbilly. So I mean
Boone Bunker.
He comes from the from the woods.
Boone Bunker, yeah.
Boone Bunker.
Yeah, man. He would have to be able to handle a rifle.
Probably will be able to. I don't know.
No, I don't know. Like, you're going to have to take him hunting with a name like Boone Bunker.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
That's a country music name, too.
And you're not a.
Oh, Boone Bunker does sound like a country
And you're
music.
Not a big hunter guy.
No, I'm
so
not.
So you got to, like, you can't let him, like, you know.
I know. I've already let Boone the dog down for 7 years.
Right.
I never shot anything. My, you know, all he does is point at everything. He's like, shoot it.
Yeah.
And I just don't. I'm 0 forever on shooting stuff. He's pointed at every bird he's ever seen.
And he wants you to cap him.
Shoot him! And then I don't, and then he looks and gives me that look.
Look of disappointment.
Soft ass. Someday, though, that guy told us he was going to take us quail hunting.
Make sure you take the dog. You take a Boone, right?
Totally. I would totally take him. I don't. He's not, like, trained to do it, but he knows what to do.
Yeah.
It's in there. Tababi is in Brookhaven. Hey, Tababi.
All right, so y'all started off the show talking about Christmas sweaters, and I've only had one Christmas sweater in my life, and my wife threw it away because she thought it was inappropriate. But it was that Walmart Christmas sweater from the other year that went viral because Santa looked like he was on that snout.
Right.
Oh, right.
Right, right.
My question for y'all is, as you know, I have a baby coming up, and the other day I just realized that, like, at the end of not this coming up week, but the next week, I have an actual human I got to take care of. You know, obviously, I've already realized, you know, I've had that moment of coming to Jesus that it's happening. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that one hit a little differently in, like, it really is happening. Mm-hmm. When was that for y'all when y'all was like, you know, oh my goodness, I have this human that I have to take care of now?
Why did I think, Tababi, you and your lady had the baby already?
Not yet.
I thought they already had the baby.
Possibly Christmas.
Yeah, I thought.
Possible
yeah,
Christmas
I
due date.
I thought Tababi yeah. had that baby already.
Coming up.
When did I? When she told me? I was like, oh.
She was handed to me as how that's.
Yeah.
On the first one? Then nothing sinks in until that
it can't.
Moment.
Yeah. It really can't.
But it all just.
And
gets
then it
crystal
does.
Clear.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I remember the moment I saw Lily, and it was like that. That baby looks like me.
Yeah.
And then you cry and you're excited and you're happy. And then it hits you again and again though.
I love the dad cry when they see the baby.
Oh,
never cried.
Oh really?
Yeah, never cried.
It got me so
never
I didn't cry when I saw Jack.
never cried when I saw the kid.
I didn't even really but care for him for like the first 3 weeks.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that's my guy right
he's
there.
He's cool, he's all right.
But yeah, no, I never cried, but it was always cool when you first see him.
It still hits me every once in a while still, too, though. Like, sometimes, you know, like, getting them ready for school and taking them. And it's like, I really am. I'm in charge of this whole thing.
Yeah, no.
Like,
I'm the king.
So a lot of responsibility.
I'm the king.
And I'm up for it.
I'm always,
I'm good for it.
My wife, she always reminds me of this all the time. Because I do enjoy. I enjoy being the dude. I enjoy being the head of the household.
Yeah, this really
and all the responsibility that come with it. I love it. I love it.
My wife told me earlier this year, and I think she was being sarcastic, but she meant it at the same time too, because we've been having a real good year. We've mentioned it every once in a while. She was like, "Wow, what a provider you are!" And I was like,
"You damn right.
I'm out there. I'm not hunting and gathering.
You damn right.
But I'm doing it.
I'm earning my keep, lady.
Exactly."
Earn him a key.
It feels really good to do that. It really does.
Yes.
James is in Gainesville. Hey, James.
Hey, Andy, Randy. I had two quick things. First off, there's rumors going around about the Hawks possibly being able to get a Giannis trade or Anthony Davis trade going. And do you think either one of those would be good for the Hawks?
Yes.
And what do you think they could do to improve? And which one do you think is more plausible? And the second thing is, what are your thoughts on Phillip Rivers coming back to the NFL? And do you think Atlanta should maybe look at trying to bring Matt Ryan or Michael Vick back if Rivers worked out for the Colts?
No.
And I would answer.
Charles, my man, appreciate you, brother.
Thank you, James.
James, yes, thank you. First of all, shout out to Mike Vick, elected to the College Football Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
Good. Shout out to my man for that.
He must have been just now eligible.
Yeah, love that. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And I'll leave it at that, James. Or Charles.
Yeah, I think he's coaching.
Yeah, he's coaching.
He's busy.
Yeah.
Matt's on TV.
Phil was too, but no.
Now, I do bet that – I bet the Colts called Matt. If they're calling Phillip.
Oh, yeah.
I bet they called Matt.
Yeah.
He's been in it more recently.
Yeah.
But I think it's fun. I hope he – like you said earlier, like the human side of it. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah,
like,
man. They just showed him at practice.
Yeah, hopefully he stays healthy.
Yeah.
It's a cool story.
Yeah.
I think Anthony Davis is probably more – plausible just because it'll cost you less.
Yes. Because there's no way if I'm Milwaukee, I'm not getting Jalen Johnson.
No. If you're trading with the Hawks, you want that pick and Jalen Johnson.
Yep.
And I don't want to give up either one of them. You could get Anthony Davis tomorrow if you give up that pick.
Yes. And I'm not giving it up either.
I don't want to give up a pick. Yeah, I mean, the Pelicans are 3-20. They're 3-20, and Zion's got a groin injury.
Dude.
Did you hear DeMarcus Cousins talking about that?
Yes, I did.
He called him Freaky Z.
Freaky Z. I mean, just because she was –
Freaky
she,
Z is the best nickname.
But the thing about it is he put himself in there, man.
It's true.
Yeah, you're out there with the same one that always – it's two of them.
Yeah, no, I know the story.
It's
I know
the same
Zion's
one.
Story.
Yeah, like,
but then he gets a groin injury, you know.
Freaky Z.
He's working too hard.
Freaky Z.
Blue Chew. Promo code Andy.
I like that.
Let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Twitter Andy is in full effect.
Party starts in 5 minutes. I've been partying all day, though, in this sweater. Mark Schlereth in high demand. Even his daughter's texting him.
Let's see. If you give up a kick return to start the second half, it's worse than playing Marvin Gaye and not get any action.
Yes.
And one guy misses a gap, you get creased.
Yep. Happens all the time.
That'll happen.
Pete Bivacqua. He's on a wine tour, and it ain't Chardonnay.
No, he's not.
All right. Have a great rest of your...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business.
You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.